Well, firstly, it is a very difficult day. Can I just outline that from the start? You know, this is the party that I have called my home for the past 10 years, so today's decision that I have taken this step will definitely not be easy. So just to get into the background, exactly what has happened. So I'm the current Deputy Mayor for Derry City and St. Andrews Council for the party of SDLP. And obviously this year, then we have the incoming mayor. So generally, I put my name forward, as did two other colleagues within the party. Then we were told, okay, so this is, they're going to outline how it was going to happen. So there would be a selection convention with the three candidates, but there would be an interview process. But we were told that this interview process would not, and I'll categorically say this, would not determine whether you were going forward to be mayor. We were just told this is basically just a tick box exercise, and that you have nothing to worry about. It was very informal. We were asked five questions. I believe answered them questions very well. And then to be told an hour later, unfortunately, two candidates would not be going forward, and the party was only putting one name forward. Now, that totally wiped every 308 members across Derry and Strabane of their democratic right to appoint the mayor of Derry City and Strabane for the council, which the party has done since its inception. So to remove the democratic process, to me, is an absolute disgrace. And since I made the party aware that I was very unhappy with this decision to remove the democratic process, I have not heard one thing from any of the party management. Not a phone call, not nothing to offer any support, to offer even an apology, to offer to say that the system is flawed, that even, as I say, just an apology, absolutely nothing. And to me, that really hurt. But I will say, going forward, and I do have the support of members going forward, just to say that it's got absolutely got nothing to do with the candidate that has been selected, because I worked very, very well with Lillian over the last number of years. And I know that Lillian also did mention or certain correspondence, she also had concerns of how the process ended up, and she wasn't happy with it. Obviously, she's very entitled still to accept the mayor as it was. But going forward, I know for a fact, if this had a went, like the selection convention was supposed to take place tonight, at 6:30 in the Harbour House in Derry, where members across this council area were coming to vote their choice of mayor, which, as I say, has already been done. And unfortunately, that has been taken away from them. But I know that if tonight had went ahead and Lillian was democratically selected, I would have held up her hand, congratulated her and supported her for the year ahead. But unfortunately, I can't be involved in the party that removes processes to suit their own things going forward. But as I say, Lillian has my full support as mayor going forward for this year. As I say, Lillian has nothing to do with my grievance. I know Lillian will absolutely be a fantastic mayor, and it's great that history will be made for the first black mayor of Northern Ireland, and that will be an absolutely monumental day. And I know Lillian, as I say, will be absolutely fantastic, and I do wish her very well in her year ahead.